resurrection reign of Christ over his enemies. 1 Corinthians 15:25. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Christ indeed must reign. Why? Because it is his rightful reign, his rightful title. Yes, man was originally given dominion over the earth and all the world. But the first Adam fell and lost the title and the crown. He failed. His dominion was invaded by Satan, and Satan would be the prince of the power of the air. He would be the prince of this world. But Christ would come, be born of a virgin, live a perfect and sinless life, perfectly fulfill the law of God, and then die for the sins of man, and rise from the dead. So then Christ must reign. He is the perfect one, the second Adam. For in Adam all died, in Christ shall all of God's chosen be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. This is the power of the resurrection. The body will be resurrected to perfection. Jesus will make it so, and did make it so by his resurrection. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered the kingdom up to God. It is his kingdom, and he shall come and take it back. Satan is a trespasser. He is a usurper. He usurped this world. Christ has paid for his creation. And all of his elect are his. They are redeemed and purchased off the market. Christ shall reign. When Christ comes again, he shall put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign, Christ must reign, till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Well, let me ask you, Christian, does he reign in your heart? Does he sit on its throne? Does he reign? Does he have all authority and rule in your life? Are you guided by his word? And does he rule over you? Is thy desire to him, and shall he rule over thee? Are the enemies of your heart and the enemies of your sanctification ruling you? Or does Christ have the dominion of your heart? Do you give Christ the allegiance, or the enemies of your soul, do they have your allegiance? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Praise God, death will one day finally be destroyed. It has already lost its sting and its power in the sense of judgment over us. But when Christ comes, death will be put down forever. For now we must all pass through the veil of death. For the Christian, death is but a veil from this life to the next. But our Lord and Savior hath defeated all his enemies. Satan's power has no hold on God's elect. They are free, though Satan is able to tempt them, though he is able to torment them at times, though he is able to afflict them at times. He cannot force their hand. He cannot force them to do anything. They are not a slave to him nor this world. No, they've been purchased out of it. The resurrection and the power of the resurrection has seen to that. For Christ will reign. Christ must reign. And Christ will put down all enemies. And the last enemy that he will put down is death. You notice that death is listed after Satan. And the reason for that is because death is the final enemy of man. It is the final judgment that man is redeemed from. When Christ comes again, we shall die no more. If we are alive and remain, we will not die. We will pass into perfection immediately. Think about this today. Think about the power of the resurrection. Think about it intently. These devotions are designed, especially on the resurrection for the last few days, for you to contemplate on the power of the resurrection, for you to contemplate on the entirety of it, to meditate on it, to think about it. Christ must reign till he hath put down all enemies.